Hi, welcome to the Vaguely Anime Podcast. I am with host this afternoon, Michael, followed by other host, Kat.
Hello.
And probably, I assume, because we haven't recorded it yet, I have stated that Sage will probably not be here for the next, like, four-ish episodes. And so it's just going to be me and Kat.
Probably.
Probably, more than likely, as family things have come up. Which is why we've also mentioned why we're not doing this after a while. But yeah, we're going to talk about Captain America Brave New World. And yes, this is late technically, but we don't have time to make a special episode that comes out more relevantly timed. So here we are. Generally, what did you think of the movie? Like,
I thought it was a decent movie. I thought that the ratings are too harsh. Like, I don't really understand them. Though I did see that it has a pretty good audience score, but the critic score is what's low. So I don't know what's up their ass, but the audience score is fine. So I thought it was a little bit boring for a Marvel movie. Like, it could have, I don't know, been a little bit more exciting. I felt like it was kind of a long wait.
Right.
I definitely had issues with the movie, but as far as like movies in general go, I thought it was a decent movie. I didn't think it was trash or anything like that. But would I watch it again? Probably not. Like,
yeah, it is in my bottom six or seven of all the movies.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel movies are pretty good. So, like, that's what I'm saying is, like, it was pretty boring as far as Marvel goes. But, like, as far as movies go, like, I felt like it was pretty good.
It is my bottom sixth.
So what are your bottom six?
So
what's your worst movie, actually?
The worst? Well, all right. Movie, Incredible Hulk.
The worst, 2008 one?
Yeah. Worst Marvel
that movie,
property?
Though.
That's wild. Worst property is Secret Invasion.
I don't know what that is.
That was one of the shows.
Oh, okay.
It was fucking atrocious.
Okay.
I fell asleep watching Incredible Hulk twice. That's how boring that movie is.
Because I went into that, like, being told that was a horrible movie and then watched it, and I was impressed. And I was like, I liked this movie. Like,
it's so boring. That movie is so boring, which is, like, one of the worst things a movie can be.
But, like, I'm not a huge Hulk fan. Like, I don't really like Hulk Smash. Like, it's not for me. Like, it's just
which is
not
wild, because Captain America 4 is just a Hulk sequel.
Like, it's just not my thing. So I actually liked the difference of seeing more Banner than seeing Hulk, which I know is why people don't like it.
It's not even that. I just think it's a boring movie. I just think all the things happening are very whatever.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I just had such low expectations that, like,
came
yeah,
out higher.
Gotcha. Like, but again, am I gonna watch that again? Maybe at some point, but, like, I'm not craving it. Like,
yeah, like,
you
if
know?
I ever do a massive MCU rewatch at some point in my life.
Like, I definitely have, like, 10 years before I, like, watch it again.
Yeah, all 48 current properties.
Yeah, so it's, like, but I liked it. Like, when I watched it, I was like, you know what? That was pretty good. I don't know why people are hating on it.
I just think it's incredibly boring. Like, I don't think it's bad. I just think it's boring, which is a different kind of really bad.
And I know that this is the unpopular opinion, but I liked the other guy more than I liked, what's his name, Mark Ruffalo? I don't know the other guy's name.
You like Edward Norton?
Yeah.
More?
Yeah.
Edward Norton's kind of an asshole, but he is a great actor, which is
yeah. But I liked,
he's one of those people where you're like, ah, oh, you're a terrible person, but fuck, you can act.
But I liked his Hulk better than I like Mark Ruffalo's.
Yeah, you like Mr. Oh, wait, we can't do this. I can't get too excited.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, I
also I was excited that Betty was supposed to be in this movie, and then she sure was in it for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Whole.
When we get to spoilers, I have a whole thing about that.
Okay.
But generally, I think. Yeah,
no,
I think
wait. Continue your six. I want to know what your bottom six are.
It's Captain America: Brave New World, Thor 2, Eternals, Captain Marvel.
Thor 2?
Yeah.
Why?
Dark World?
Yeah.
Why movie fucking so sucks.
Really?
That movie's terrible.
I thought Thor 3 is the one that people don't like.
No. Thor 3 is the one people like. Thor 4 is the one people don't like.
Yeah.
Love and Thunder. 4 and 2. The evens people don't like.
Oh. Love and Thunder is the one that I heard is trash. I haven't seen that one yet.
I actually think that one's fine.
That's 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
Dark World about? I definitely saw it. But.
Dark World's the one with the dark elves. And when Jane gets like infected by the what ends up being the reality stone.
I hate Jane so much.
No, so
I literally hate her guts. Every time she was on screen, I was in pain.
So the reason why I like Thor 4 is specifically because of Jane's character in that movie. Because she's interesting, and I wish it was just about her and not Chris Hemsworth's Thor, because he's fucking unbearable with Taika Waititi's style.
Mm.
That's a whole other thing. Me and Sage have gotten into that before, but I think Thor 4 is like fine. I think it's rewatchable, which is good enough in my book, I guess. But anyway, yeah. Two is not great. It has some good moments. I think the banter in 2 is very good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of very good like character banter. But past that, there's not much to 2.
Okay.
Eternals, again, I keep saying this, but boring as fuck, and it's 3 hours.
I heard that one's terrible. Also didn't see that one.
It's just, that's the worst part about that movie.
That one was relevant for this movie, and I didn't know that.
Barely?
Yeah, I mean, I got by. Yeah, I was fine.
You really don't need to watch
it. But it was relevant.
Sure, but it is. Because people have been bringing up that, like, you need to have watched 3 movies for this movie.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah, people are like, you need to watch Eternals, Incredible Hulk, and the show Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Which, boy, was I surprised when my knowledge of the 2008 movie that I watched on accident, like, was relevant. And I was like, yes. Because I went to see it with Ryan and his little brother, and then I sat in between them, and then constantly his little brother was asking questions because he has not seen the 2008 movie.
Fair.
Boy was born in 2011, I think. And we asked him to watch the 2008 movie with us, and he decided not to. So he was confused. So boy was I like, oh my god, I know that. Because we watched only the show. Because that's what we were told, you know, that you needed.
Yeah, the problem.
Yeah.
I like the show, but the problem with the show, well, there's many problems with the show, but ignoring that whole thing for a second.
Well, I would like you to go over what the problems are. I'm curious. We can do that later.
Yeah. Summarized, they murder Peggy's character. Not, like, in terms of literal murder, but just in terms of character assassination. Like, she is just, they fucking ruin Peggy.
Wait.
Not Peggy, sorry.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because I was like, I don't remember Peggy even
Sharon.
Being mentioned.
They fucking character assassinate Sharon
so hard.
I
totally
it
agree.
It is the worst thing they've done to a character, I think.
I totally agree.
And it's for zero reason. Just none
they
at
just,
all.
They wanted a twist and it didn't even pay off.
Nope, it's terrible. And
That show doesn't have a season 2 either,
no.
right?
Okay. That's one of my main problems. The other problem is mostly that, like, having that show and the character arc that Sam goes through essentially is the same arc they're trying to do in the movie. So you just...
I didn't think so.
Well, it's the whole point is him coming to acceptance about being Captain America, which the movie is also about.
I didn't take it that way. I took it more as he did accept it, but there's still like a little... Like, once you do accept something, there still is, like, remnants of it. But I took it as the show really is the full-on journey. I mean, that was, like, a full-on battle of, like,
right.
I do not want this shit. And then having to be like, oh, shit, I kind of do need to accept this because bad shit's fucking happening.
Well, yes, but, like, it's him having that kind of internal struggle and also the struggle about being non-powered.
Mm-hmm.
And him being like, oh man, should I not?
Yeah.
Which is, again, the same storyline in the movie, which feels like it would just be more impactful if you didn't do it again.
It didn't feel, with seeing the show, it didn't feel like redundant. I feel like they did a good enough job of like how they went about it that it was – it was not redundant. Like, what was being said and portrayed, like, it felt different enough. Because, I mean, that's not just an easy feat. Like,
yes, but I don't know. To me, it
you thought he should have just been good. He should have, like, no, fully, like, accepted it by then.
I no, but what I'm saying is that the problem is that they did the same story twice. Mm-hmm. To me, like, it's not that I'm like he should be 100% A-okay. It's just that
I think
the problem is it's the same kind of arc.
I guess so, but I think the most part of why they did it is because tons of people don't watch the shows.
But then don't make the show.
Maybe they didn't know they were going to get to make this movie.
They were always planned on making a Captain America 4 with him.
Did they?
Yeah, after he got the shield, they were like, we're going to do it.
Okay, well, so like, I don't have an answer. I don't know.
It's just, that's my thing. Like, mm-hmm. Then don't do the show if you're going to have the same kind of arc. And even if it's still different, it's still the same thing. I like the show. I'm just saying it bothered me that it's essentially kind of the same thing.
I guess so, but I didn't think that it harped on it enough, and I didn't think that it was redundant enough, well, to me at least.
It's the reason kind of why it bothers me is because exactly to the point of they don't harp on it enough. Mm-hmm. Because that feels like that should have been it feels like they are essentially trying to say that's the core of the story without saying it, because they already did it.
Mm-hmm.
So they only like half-heartedly do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which then makes the story feel less good because they're not fully committing to it. But the other problem is that he's basically a side character in his own movie because it is a Hulk sequel.
Yeah.
It is. And the other problem is that they fucking the massive twist that leader or thing, sorry, yeah, leader
are
is like.
Are we going into spoilers?
Well, it's in the trailers.
Oh, okay. I was just asking if we're just like fully going into the conversation.
Fuck it. Yeah, sure. Spoilers. Okay. Is that all the trailers, like, Red Hulk's in it. Red Hulk's here.
Yeah.
He turns into the Red Hulk. And it's the entire last action sequence.
Yeah, it's literally, he has 7 minutes.
And the whole movie is building to, oh man, what's happening to Thaddeus Ross? Oh man, what's happening to him? Blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, he's turning him into the Red Hulk. And you're like,
yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Literally everything about this movie has been showing me.
You already told me, yeah.
So it's like, the marketing itself just fucking kneecapped that whole thing.
I mean, I definitely agree. And I don't think that they really knew what the fuck they wanted to make this movie.
Well, yeah, the 17 reshoots definitely didn't help.
I didn't know they did that, but
I'm exaggerating, but they did a lot.
Oh. Because I was just going to say, in the fact of how it's supposed to be a Captain America movie, but it didn't really.
Sure isn't.
It didn't really.
He feels like a side character.
Yes, I do totally agree in that.
Which is why I also think it's not a very good Captain America movie.
Yes, but my opinion at the beginning of kind of boring of a Marvel movie, but decent of a movie, I still stand by that, but if you're strictly,
it's too messy.
If you're strictly, plot. I said I have problems with the movie, I know, and I do. So, like, if you're strictly, like, you know, breaking down, you know, the pieces of it, like, yeah, it does have like a lot of fucking problems.
Well, but I feel like, to me, in the way that you're saying it, that you're like, as a Marvel movie, not good, but as a movie, it's fine. I would argue
the opposite
because as a movie, there are a lot of fundamental problems, but as a Marvel movie, you're more willing to be okay with a spectacle and ignore that.
You also have to think of that we think of movies differently. Like, you rate every single movie that you see.
Sure.
Like, I don't do that. Like, I just go see a movie, you know?
Yes, but I feel like when you're going to a Marvel movie,
like, I'm just thinking, did I enjoy this movie? And I'm like, yeah, I enjoyed going to see that movie.
To be fair, I do like, that like with Thor Love and Thunder or the mm-hmm. Marvels. Like, when me and Sage went to go see both of those and talk about them, it's like, most people that are like me are like, this movie's fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. But I walked out of it being like, you know what? I had enough fun.
Yeah.
Like, I gave those four out of five. Mm-hmm. Mostly because my ranking system is, so a lot of people, especially on Letterboxd, it's like, people do like a 2 and then a like, which, you know, so it's like, oh, you acknowledge it's a bad movie, but you like it anyway, kind of thing. But with my ranking, I don't do that. My ranking is like, 5 is you could rewatch this every year and still love it. 4 is it was entertaining and worth rewatching. So like, if I could walk out of a movie and be like, that was pretty all right, I'd see it again. It kind of, it gets a four.
Mm-hmm.
And so like Thor: Love and Thunder and the Marvels, I was like, I can rewatch this.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. There are parts about it I really don't like. There's like this fucking gag with goats in Thor 4. And mostly everything to do with Chris Hemsworth's Thor in that movie, I also fucking hate. But like, there's a good amount of stuff in it that I enjoy enough that I'm like, this can still get that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if I was probably like a lot of other people on the app, it'd probably be like a two and a heart. But I don't rate things that way.
Yeah.
I try to keep it purely like thought processed.
Mm-hmm.
With Captain America, I was like, so when I was messaging you guys in the chat, where I was like, this movie is a thing.
You have to rethink your whole list. Well, so also when I saw that, again, maybe I'm just going into things with such bad expectations that when it surprises me, I'm like, you know, pretty good. Like, because I saw that and I was like, oh shit, like this is gonna suck.
Well, I went in with pretty low expectations because you said that,
and then, you know, and then everyone's saying that like it has such horrible reviews, and I saw it and I was like, what are people talking about? It was pretty good. Like, I don't know.
Because I think I originally gave it a four. And then I was looking at my other movies and was like, no, like my 3.5. So I was like, no, I don't think it's better than these. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I guess it's a 3.5. And then I looked at my threes and was like, no, it's these. I would watch some of these over this.
Uh-huh.
So then I dropped it down to a 2.5. And then I was looking at everything and I was like, you know what? No, Thor 1, I think, is a 3, not a 2.5. But it's the bottom of the threes.
Uh-huh.
And then it was all sitting there and I was like, you know what?
The whole list has got to move.
And so, like, I was moving stuff around, and then I was like, you know what? No, I think it gets three stars, but it's the bottom of threes.
That's why I try not to look at, like, other stuff, because I always get into, especially when you're doing, like, anime club, like, I try not to look at, like, my other stuff. Like, I try and just do it as I'm feeling it, because...
But, I don't know, for that one, it was just, like, it kept changing what I thought, because, like, I don't know, I was just trying to think about, like, rewatchability and then like how it's structured versus
like
the other
movies.
Like I said,
I probably would not rewatch it, but like I thought it was like if so think about it this way, like so when I'm thinking about rewatching something, like I just need to have something in the background, like I'm just working and I need something in the background, right? I go on Disney Plus and I gotta pick something. I decide to pick a Marvel movie, right? I'm not picking this fucking movie. Like, you know, it's pretty fucking boring for a Marvel movie. Like, so that's why, like, that's why.
I feel like if you're saying it's bad for a Marvel movie, at least to me, that would mean it's a worse regular movie. Because I feel like Marvel movies get more of a pass.
But think about how many movies there are in this world.
Yeah, like, but I feel like it gets more of a, like, Marvel movies get more of a pass from people. Because, like, they go into them just wanting to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is a fairly low bar for films.
Yeah.
To just be like, I just want to walk out going, I didn't waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like Marvel gets more of a pass in that way, where if I feel like I walk out of a movie and go, that was a bad Marvel movie, then that is a worse movie.
No.
To me.
That's not how I think, at least.
But I don't know. I just like, you can feel the reshoots in this movie to me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they were like, I'm forgetting his name. I want to say it's Elijah. I'm forgetting the kid's name, but Isaiah's grandson.
Okay.
I think. Who's supposed to be a member of the Young Avengers in the comics. And they were like teasing that they were setting him up.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Sure.
I think it's really weird that they're like, oh, we couldn't fit him in the plot. And you're like, really? Mm-hmm. But you could fit the random ex-Black Widow girl whose name I don't remember even after... Literally, in my review, I was walking out of the theater. Yeah. I couldn't remember her name.
Yeah.
And she sucks. Like,
her name was on the tip of my fucking tongue because I'm pretty sure she had the same name as somebody's dead wife. And I was confused for a second because they said the dead wife's name, but it was actually her name. I kind of feel like they have
like
the
Isaiah's
same name.
Like Isaiah's wife?
Yeah, or it was General Ross's wife. Uh-oh. Like, it was somebody's dead wife's name. I think I could be fucking wrong, and like I was just confused and they were talking about the dead wife's name. I don't know,
but
like, I kind of think that she did have the same name or something.
But like, she's so inconsequential. You could have swapped her out for the kid. Or like, because that would be more relevant to a Captain America story. Then add somebody else. I don't like.
I don't know.
But like, there's. I think that. That would have been more because it would be more Captain America relevant because she has nothing to do with Captain America. The Serpent Society with fucking Sidewinder, who's played by the guy from Breaking Bad, whose name is escaping me. Esposito.
What's it called?
I don't remember his first name.
Ryan's brother goes, is that the Breaking Bad guy? I was like, I think it is.
Yeah. He was added in like the fourth round of reshoots because they were like, oh, we need something else. Add this guy.
So weird.
Which again, that character also nothing to do with Captain America. And I'm not even saying this as like a Marvel comics because I don't really read Marvel comics. I am much more of a DC person. I don't really give a shit about Marvel comics. I read them, but they're not what I particularly like. If I'm going to spend money on one versus the other, I would choose DC almost every time. But like, it's just weird to me that every villain you picked has nothing to do with Captain America. Why?
Well, okay, like, well, so are there specific, when Sam is Cap, is there specific like villains for him?
I haven't read a lot of Captain America in general.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not the great and the like greatest person to ask for that. I know that he does have them.
Because I didn't know if they just like continue over, you know, like
I think some of them did.
Or if he has more than likely, I don't know how that works.
But like it's and yeah, like I guess people
I also don't know how long he is Cap, like
I don't know. I think he stopped being Cap again for a hot minute. Because
I know that Bucky's also Cap and like
Bucky was only Cap once, and that was back in like when Cap originally died in the like 90s or something. Because he was like the edgy Cap. So that I think that was like 90s. But yeah, I don't know. Like it's just
also, why is Bucky a congressman? What's up with that? That was like
no idea.
So out of left field. I was not expecting that.
So I was talking to Eamon about that because Eamon hasn't seen the movie. But I was like, hey, man, you give a shit? And he was like, absolutely not. And I was like, all right, cool. Bucky's a congressman? And he's like, excuse me? So, the guy that killed JFK is a congressman? And I was like, yeah, he is. And he's like, they're absolutely never bringing that up again. Because the Thunderbolts, they don't show it.
So I mean, do you care that this might be a spoiler for Thunderbolts? I don't know if it is. It may be.
Sure.
Okay, because Ryan said that it will... Well, he doesn't know, but he's saying that because it's like the equivalent of Suicide Squad.
It is.
He's like John Cena.
No way.
Like, so he's the congressman. So he can
also
be
John
like,
Cena is not the right character.
Oh, who is it?
Amanda Waller. It's the
No, because Amanda Waller.
You mean Rick Flag?
Yeah. Who's that? That's not John Cena? No. Who is it?
I don't remember the actor's name. It's not John Cena.
I thought it was John Cena.
No. Fuck. John Cena is the dude with the fucking
that guy. So he's saying that that's supposed to be Bucky because he's a congressman.
I don't think so. I would be so shocked if that was what they were doing.
So there's got to be somebody who is like in charge. And
well, we already know who's in charge. It's
Countess. But not
the Countessa?
Well, no. So she is, and she's the Amanda Waller.
Okay.
So, like, in charge, but somebody who's on the field.
I doubt that highly. I think that was absolutely a reshoot that they did at one point. We're like, fuck it, make him a congressman. And
but
they were
why?
Like... again, the guy killed JFK. Like, and people are like, yeah, but, like, he was mind-controlled or whatever. And you're like, okay, sure. Don't, like, pin it on him. But also, you're going to let him be a congressman?
I don't know.
That's so, just, I mean, like, I don't
I
know.
I don't know if that's true
wild.
Because.
Like, I doubt it.
Ryan doesn't actually know anything about the movie. So, like, I don't know.
I doubt it.
But
I'd be
that's,
so shocked.
That's what he's saying. Because when I was like, why the fuck? Like, I leaned over and I was like, why the fuck is he a congressman? That's what he told me. That's what he was just like, because he's like the flag guy and in Suicide Squad.
I would be shocked if it ever comes up again.
I guess we'll see in May.
We will, yeah. Yeah. All right, but that was just weird.
Right?
That was so weird.
Because they could have just had Bucky just come and just be
just
like,
show up.
Hey, man, I'm checking in on you.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Like he didn't have to be a congressman.
Nope,
like,
not at all. Not one bit. Not even a little.
Yeah.
And why would Bucky ever go into politics? Nothing
right?
about his character
right?
screams he would go
like,
into politics.
Hey, I don't know. I enjoyed Bucky coming and like having his little speech. I was like, I leaned over to Ryan. I was like, therapeutic king. I was like,
about him screams politics.
I didn't even realize because I was like, what the fuck is that little pin on his thing? And then they were like, congressman. I was just like, congressman. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, no. Nothing about him.
No.
Screams politician.
No.
That he would ever care to be a politician.
That they would let him.
That they would let him be.
Yeah.
Like anything. Nothing about it.
No.
I don't know why that's there. It's just one of the most random things they threw in this movie. And there's a lot of random shit they throw in this movie. And it's also just like, it feels like it just doesn't. I mean, we already said like Captain America feels like a side character in the movie, but it also just doesn't feel like a Captain America story.
Yeah,
it's again like yes, that's partially because he feels like a side character, and it's like a.
It feels like it's General Ross's movie.
Yes, which to be fair, Harrison Ford was fucking fantastic. I thought he was great.
I actually don't think so.
I didn't think he was great.
I didn't think he was bad by any means, but I thought it was just so whatever that they could have had any actor because
I thought he was really good.
Because my only thing is he is so old that
Ross is supposed to be old.
I know, but my only worry is that
he'll die.
Yes. And they're gonna have to cast a third fucking dude for this man.
I mean, that's probably possible. But like,
but so that's my only worry, and that they probably spent so much fucking money on this man to hire him. And like they didn't fucking need to do that. Because
he's
so fucking old. I don't think he was bad by any means. He could never be bad. Like, he's not a bad actor. So, like, but I did not think it was like, oh my God, like, this was amazing.
No, I thought he was great.
No, like, again, not bad by any, please don't come for me. Like, it's not, he's not bad by any means. But I just worry because he's so old.
He's already crashed five planes. I'm sure he's fine.
He's 82.
He's crashed five planes. He'll be fine.
I just worry because they're going to have to hire a third fucking dude to play this guy.
I mean, how many times is Ross going to show up? Let's be real.
He's been in a lot of
movies.
He was
in like three movies and there was like a 20-year gap between
the
first and the next.
I thought he was in way more things than that.
The first time he showed up again was in Civil War after Incredible Hulk.
But I thought
Hulk.
After that he was in
and
a bunch of
things. And
then
he showed up in one more, maybe two. Mm. It might have been both in Avengers movies.
But don't you think he's going to show up now more because he's the Red Hulk? Don't you think he's more relevant now?
They need him to be alive for at least the next two Avenger movies if
yeah.
they use him. And so this also goes back to the thing with Liv Tyler, by the way.
That's it for 2 seconds.
Okay.
I was so excited because I love her, Betty. And I was so excited when Ryan said, she's coming back. It's her. They didn't recast her. She's here. And I was like, yes, my Betty. I was just like, let's go. 2 seconds.
This,
I got 2 seconds of her.
This movie hinges its big emotional payoff on a 2 second cameo of an actor popping on screen that if you haven't seen Incredible Hulk,
yeah,
even if you have, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Almost.
And it just
doesn't matter.
She also looks a little different that I hesitated. And I was always like, is it her? And then she smiled. I was like, oh, it is her.
But like
for a second, I wasn't even sure it's her.
If she was in the movie and like going back and forth with Ross the
yes.
entire time, sure.
Yeah.
But because she doesn't show up till the end and that's supposed
yeah.
to be like the emotional payoff.
Yeah.
It flops
yeah.
so hard because again, most people probably haven't rewatched Hulk. Even if they did, it's still been X
yeah.
amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't watched it, this means nothing to you.
Yeah.
So they like play it off like the big moment. And you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Dan.
That's it.
Like, you want to talk? Like, all right. That's it. Just like
fucking.
Okay.
And
I'd love to talk.
It's just
like, okay.
Fucking terrible. Like, that's just objectively a terrible idea to base on that part of the movie.
I don't know.
And then they do the thing for like the 50th time in these Marvel movies where someone's like, the world is bigger than you know. When he goes up to the fucking thing and you're like, yeah, how many times are you going to tell me about the fucking multiverse? Like, and they keep changing the way they explain it every time, too.
I don't know. Like, it just, the after credit scene could have just not been there. I was sad I waited. I was sad I waited for it. I was like, why did they make this? This was a fucking waste of time.
It's the
did
same.
Did they not know what to put there?
I guess.
And so they were just like, meh.
I also kind of think that
fucking record whatever.
The leader's design is terrible.
Like
I get they were kind of going with like just like the fucked up vibe of the gamma blood whatever, but like it's a kind of a bad design.
I guess. Is that what he looked like before, or did they change it?
No, they never showed him before.
Oh, okay.
The end of Hulk, it's just. Drips into his head and you see it kind of morphing. Okay. And then
I didn't remember.
It. That was the last you saw of it. Yeah. Was just his head like morphing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a lot of... They also change Torres into a less...
A little bitch?
Well, I was going to say... I don't want to phrase it this way because people might take it not the way I mean it to be. But all right. In Disney's eyes, less problematic.
What does that mean?
In Disney's eyes. Because in the comics, Torres is from Mexico, mm-hmm. and was captured by the government jumping the border illegally.
Oh.
And then experimented on.
I see.
Until he was then turned into an actual like bird type person.
Mm-hmm.
But he is an illegal... like an illegal immigrant in, mm-hmm. in America that then becomes a hero. After I think Sam Captain America frees him, mm-hmm. and gives him the like Falcon mantle because he's Cap at that point. He's like, hey man, you do this. They just made him from Miami. And you're like, all right. So you really just didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, huh?
Nope.
Even though that's
an
infinitely more interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
And you also...
I just think that they made him really boring.
I thought he was fine at best. Like, he was whatever. He was just whatever.
I don't know. Like, I get that they were going with, like, the emotional moment, you know. And I thought that Cap did well with the emotional moment. I liked his little part of the speech.
I think but Anthony Mackie's good. Like, yeah. Even the small things he got, I think that he did... pretty well with all the stuff he was given. I liked his little moments.
But I didn't really like for like Torres. I just thought it was like they could have done better.
Yeah.
Not the actress was I'm assuming it's the writing. Like I didn't think it was the actress. Because I liked him in the show. Like I just think they could have used him better.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of choices. I think that some the action is fine. I think they used the shield fairly creatively.
The plane scene, like that whole thing.
Like when they're flying around, mm-hmm. and everything.
I thought it was better in the show.
Hmm.
Which was odd.
This
is a big movie production.
Yeah. I mean, again, they reshot this movie how many times? It was always going to be a travesty. Because they kept changing shit because stuff in the world was happening. And the problem with Disney is that they make movies by committee now.
Mm-hmm.
So everything needs to... But somehow they also still keep the Israeli nationalist in the movie for some reason. That's not charged or anything on either... Whatever, wherever you lie on that, they're like, oh, we won't make Torres an illegal immigrant. But we will keep this person that's also charged to at least half a people.
I mean, later they could always just say he lied.
It's true, but it's less interesting.
Doesn't mean they can't go back on it.
It's true.
People lie.
But boring.
I guess, but then also he's not...
Also in the military.
He's not half bird.
Yeah.
So,
but also he's in the military, so you're probably not getting away with faking that.
Also,
anyway.
That would have had to already happen. So, yeah.
So like,
they probably won't go back on it.
Yeah, they just made it less interesting.
Yeah.
There's some there's some choices. I don't know. There's just the movie's a mess.
I thought that their marketing was horrible because they really made it like Cap versus Hulk or Red Hulk.
Yep.
And
it's only
7 minutes.
The very end of the movie.
Yeah. And I feel like that's also why it got bad ratings, because they marketed so hard for that. And then I feel like that made people disappointed.
I imagine it's because they didn't want to market it as a black Captain America. I 100% bet they were like, people won't go see it. So let's push Red Hulk.
Well, I think also because...
That would be 100% my bet, is that they were like, oh, we don't want to do that.
I think also because they paid so much money for Harrison Ford, they were just like, look, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I honestly would not Harrison be surprised if they were like, all right, guys, maybe that's not going to market best. So let's show Red Hulk, which is terrible.
Literally.
And
my hopes is it's not that, and it's more the Harrison Ford, and that's why they were doing that.
I bet it's that, 100%. And the other thing is, like, that whole fight, right? They also kind of shoot themselves in the foot, because at, like, the beginning of the fight, whoever it is walks up to him when he's, like, hulked out and is like, hey, you don't want to do this. This isn't you. And they, like, bat him off like it's a joke. And like, ah, oh, that won't work. That's stupid anyway. Mm-hmm. But then that's how they solve it,
mm-hmm.
is by doing it again. But this time it works.
Yeah.
And you're like, then why have the bit earlier where you're like, oh, that's stupid.
I hated the fucking comment being like, oh, they make them red now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why
add this? That's what your thought process is, not I'm going to run away.
Yeah, that's what Ryan said. Like, bitch, you're going to fucking die. And you decided to say, oh, they make them run now. Like, you should be fucking...
Well, yeah,
the president just starts into the fucking...
Look, if I'm going to die, I might as well get one last bit out.
You're
you
like,
know?
I hope someone saw that.
I hope someone heard that as I get crushed.
Like, crazy.
Yeah, no,
I don't know. It just doesn't... I thought that they were going to bring Betty in then to get him
to
calm down.
That would have been more interesting.
And that would have been a good moment.
Yeah.
That would have been a good payoff.
But they need Cap to have that moment, because it's a Cap movie, even though it's barely a Cap movie.
Yeah. But also, I didn't know how that fight was going to work anyways, because he really is just a human.
Well, yeah, but the shield absorbs.
He ripped his wing off. That's made of vibranium.
Well,
I didn't even know that could happen.
Well, we don't know if all of it is. We don't know if like the joints and stuff are all vibranium.
I thought it was said that it was all vibranium.
If it ripped, clearly not.
I don't know.
Whatever. But like, the shield absorbs the kinetic energy, so as long as every time he hit the shield, he's fine.
I don't know.
So
I don't know how he walked away from that.
I mean, Black Widow's done it, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I think that the moments are lessened because it's just like, oh, we're back to pretending it's a Sam movie. All right, cool. Like. And the speech is kind of whatever.
Yeah.
And again, I think it also feels a lot more like whatever because they're doing the exact thing they just said they weren't going to do prior.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't think about that, but I guess that's true.
So it just feels less than because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, but he already had his little tantrum, so now it's easier for him to calm down.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because he just got exploded.
Also, he did bring up Betty, so it's different.
Totally.
It's different. So.
And now someone else is president.
Yeah, that they don't mention and like who it is. You never see anything about it. And so.
Well, to be fair, I think Ross is the first president they ever showed.
I don't think. I've never paid attention really anyways.
I don't think they've ever really brought up who the president is ever. So.
No. Yeah.
So I guess that kind of fits with them just like not having anything. But also I kind of felt like Isaiah was just not used well. Like at all.
Yeah.
It just kind of felt like he was there purely as a plot device.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And I was like, and I think that's fine, like, because it's not really about him. So I didn't mind that, like, just using him as a side character to further the plot. Like, that's fine to me. I also, I think his actor's phenomenal, so.
Yeah, but they underutilize him.
I guess so, but, like, how much can you really, like... it's not about him, so, you know?
I don't know.
So I thought they used him kind of a lot for this movie, at least towards the beginning. I mean, he was in jail after that.
or I don't know. Or maybe, like, again, that's how you bring in his fucking grandkid who would be relevant again.
I didn't know that part. So, you know, like, so just, in my mind, I was like, yeah, they used him pretty well.
It just seems so weird because they keep, like, very randomly in the background setting up young mm-hmm. Avengers. But then not doing things to do it. Yeah. Like,
I mean, but they said about like setting up the team and everything. So like, are they going to, do you think that's what then they will?
Well, I think Young Avengers is like a separate thing.
Oh, so they're not going to be part of that team.
It's usually, what the fuck is his character's name? Is it the Patriot? I don't remember. Whatever. It's because so far, Miss Marvel and Kate Bishop are like on the team.
Two people to a team
so far, and then it would theoretically be.
Why can't they just be full on Avengers?
Because Young Avengers, you need to have the kids. Even though they're all adults at this point.
I've only seen like two episodes of fucking Hawkeye, but
Hawkeye's the best. Hawkeye's
I know,
favorite.
I need to watch more, but I've only seen like two episodes, but like. She definitely seems good enough that she could just be a fucking Avenger. Like,
well, in the comic, she is.
So like,
but she started on the Young Avengers.
But it just seems fucked up to just like, I don't know who the other one is, well, but it just seems stupid.
The original was because she was younger. Mm-hmm. So she was just on the Young Avengers. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in this universe, she seems like she's old enough to just be on the Avengers.
Yeah.
But the other one's from the Ms. Marvel show.
Okay.
She's in high school. So
that's why she gets to be part of that.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Let me run the movie through in my mind. Think about something.
It ended up with a 3 out of 5 for me, but it is the bottom of my threes. It is, including all of the shows and movies, it is ranked 43 out of 48. So, mostly just because the plot feels like such a mess. That's like the biggest problem for me.
I mean,
is the plot's just such a stitched together mess.
I really did not care about the ex-widow. Like,
nope. Again, I was walking out of the theater and already forgot her name.
She was so... whatever. I was like, why?
Unnecessary.
Yeah, like, why are you here? Like, why is this important? Because, like, also, if she was not part of it, Cap would have had more time to shine, you know?
Or swap her out for the kid.
Yeah.
Like,
but again, it's Cap's movie, so, like, less people, you know,
yeah,
gives
I
him
mean, yes.
more time.
But if you're gonna need that character... Well, I mean, they would argue. I guess the argument would be like they needed the person on the inside of the government, but like.
But you could have the person
it,
on the
of
inside
that.
Of the government doing stuff for you if you just write it differently how she does it.
Yeah.
She does not need to be there kicking ass, like, you know?
Yeah.
They could just be like, okay, I've now done X, Y, and Z for you from the outside.
Yeah.
I've called in this favor. I've done, you know, like she didn't need to be there, but I feel like they were like. Not enough women in the movie. Put it in.
Yeah, no. It was.
We need to meet the quota. Go ahead.
You know what? You wanted to meet the quota for women? Add Liv Tyler into the whole story throughout.
Right?
Like, that would have made more sense for the payoff at the end.
She hates her dad. She can't. But also, like, I don't get with that, how they're merging like the Hulk stories as well, like that also doesn't make sense to me. So like,
who cares?
I just don't get it. How they're supposed to, because they're not the same.
No.
And then for her to now be here, and then
she'll never come up again. I bet.
But that they said that they did date,
yeah,
right? That like that was a thing that happened.
Maybe it'll come back
because they just didn't talk about it before. So are they just, if they made them interact, like would she now interact with Mark Ruffalo and they would just pretend that that was him in that movie?
I mean, yeah, but they've done that with other actors.
I know.
They did that with Harrison Ford.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If that, yeah, if that's what they're going to pretend, 100%. Is that was just him then?
Yeah, 100%.
So they're just merging it, and that's it?
Yeah.
So stupid.
All right. Anything else?
Is there any other characters? Something?
Otherwise, we're wrapping.
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, thanks for watching this week's episode of the Vaguely Animated Podcast and our rant. Let us know what you thought about Captain America, Brave New World, and if you liked it, didn't like it, whatever. Don't be assholes in the comments.
Don't come for me about Harrison Ford. I don't think that he did bad. Don't take it out of context. I'm just worried he'll die.
Leave a like, comment, subscribe, like, follow, review, whatever. Don't forget about Cat the Moon Star on Twitch. Again, we have no more Anime Club, as 20 will be our, or 200 will be our last episode. So unless that somehow changes, but I doubt it. So we will see you guys next week for whatever it is we talk about.
Bye.
Bye.